Last hour, we played a rebroadcast, a little bit of an interview we did with former Commissioner Dave Moore when we were in Grafton, spotlighting Grafton, and he was talking, introduced to us the 7-District Charter Government Initiative. And coming up tonight in Grafton at the library, they've got a presentation. If you're interested in what it's all about, and to share a little bit of those details with us, we have Karen Johnson, who's involved in this initiative. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So tonight, over at the Grafton Library, there's a presentation taking place. I guess what's the main focus of this presentation tonight?
Well, the presentation is on the actual charter government, how the initiative came about. The details will be gone over as far as how the districts were formed, why there is 7 districts, and the details of what that charter actually would mean for Lorain County if it was elected in.
Because many times the bullet points are just sort of the shorthand, and people wonder what is the whole initiative about, especially if something like this were to get to the ballot. The wording of it may be a little bit more overwhelming for some people. What is it about this particular charter government, this type of thing that brought you into it, that you thought, I want to be a part of this, I want to go forward on this grassroots effort?
Well, I believe it's the equal representation that really intrigued me, because I have an issue. In fact, most people get into politics or start looking at politics when they have their own issue that affects them. And I had an issue such as that, and I started looking into politics and found that I didn't feel that the system was really supporting me. And then I saw an ad in the paper. It was actually an announcement for a meeting maybe a year ago on the 7 districts, and I attended that at LCCC, and it just makes a lot of sense.
And right now you're involved, I guess, in the petition signing. How is that going? Can you give us any details on that effort?
Well, we have about 160 petitions out right now, and it's a big effort. It's a grassroots effort, and all these people are volunteers. And it takes a lot of time to do. I know I've actually been out on the streets getting signatures. In fact, I've gotten, I think, 219 so far and gotten quite a few petitions into people's hands. But I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from the people that I'm talking to. And I've even gotten people that have said, you know, if this goes through, I'd like to run for commissioner. And that's really what this is about.
Talk briefly a little bit about it. So right now we've got 3 county commissioners. This is calling for redistricting, I guess, that would have 7 different districts, thus the name of the 7 districts that you have on this. And I guess the idea then is to have what would be representation from all parts of the county?
Yes, and it's actually not redistricting. There were never any districts.
Okay.
We elect our commissioners at large currently. And I like to look at this like we upgrade our computer operating system as technology evolves, and this is an opportunity to upgrade our county government as the needs of our population has changed over the past over 100 last years. We have a very diverse population in Lorain County. If you look around, we have urban, we have rural, we have farming, manufacturing, there's education with LCCC and Oberlin College. We have conservatives, liberals, we have varying ethnicities, and with a population of over 300,000 residents living in cities, villages, and townships with varying forms of local government, the diversity of the citizens, really, it can't possibly be represented by 3 commissioners elected at large, and they traditionally have come from the same urban area election after election. And what I hadn't realized until I got involved in this is that we have the opportunity to improve the system. Ohio Revised Code 307.94 actually gives us the right to elect a charter form of government, which allows us to bring our government closer to home rather than being dictated by Columbus as it currently is. So then it would allow us to make our own decisions based on our own needs rather than the one-size-fits-all government that's coming from Columbus. And it'll provide districts that will provide local representation for the first time ever in Lorain County. And I feel that's an incredibly exciting opportunity for all of us.
Karen, I'm guessing, though, if you talk to any of the current commissioners or maybe former commissioners, including Betty Blair, who came from a township, they would all say, I represent the county. I represent everybody. You don't think that's so?
No, I really don't. And this is why. In Lorain County, there's approximately 34,000 registered Democrats and 28,000 registered Republicans and there's 150,000 registered independents. So then why don't we see independents running for commissioner? Well, it costs $75,000 to $100,000 to run for commissioner in Lorain County, and you pretty much either need to be wealthy or have the backing of a political party to run. And the party selects those who they want to back and give that money to. But if we had districts where a commissioner would only need to campaign within their own districts, say 43,000 people, rather than 300,000 people across the entire county, they wouldn't need the backing of a party to run. And as commissioner, they could truly represent the interests of the people rather than the interests of their party. So to prove the point, when Cuyahoga County elected a charter government, they had 111 candidates come forth to run for commissioner. That's citizen involvement, and that's what we could use here in Lorain County.
So there was a little bit of, I would some say, influence maybe because of what was going on in Cuyahoga County and how they changed things. Now, of course, their result on that came out of some corruption, which maybe makes people stand up a little bit more, you know, and want to change because they're, you know, worried about how things are going. Obviously, that's not the case that's taking place in our county. If, again, people want to find out more tonight at 6:30 at the Grafton Library, there's a presentation going on. And then I guess coming up on June 2nd over at the Herrick Memorial Library in Wellington. So at the moment, the first two, some of these you got kind of in the southern area of the county. I would assume maybe you're planning to kind of work your way around to different parts of the county as well?
A lot of the other parts of the county have heard some of this, and we have a lot of people actually out in the county circulating petitions. It's harder to circulate in rural areas because the people are so spread out. So that's why we're focusing more on the southern area right now for presentations. We're going to try to move that north, but we're very short on time right now because we have to get our petitions in within the next few weeks.
So there is obviously a bit of a deadline you're working with, obviously, because you need those signatures in order for it to be something that could get on the November ballot. But again, coming up tonight at the Grafton Library at 6:30, people can find out more about it. And also at 7districts.com. And you have a Facebook page as well with some of the details. Karen, thanks for sharing the information for us, and hope you have a nice turnout tonight and getting people, whether they're for or against, just to get an idea of what's being discussed with this grassroots effort. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Karen Johnson joining us this morning talking about the 7 districts grassroots effort initiative, the district for charter government in Lorain County.